trust is incredibly important because, listen, you can't micromanage a partner. You have to have your lane of things that you are great at. And hopefully their lane is slightly different to maybe even a lot different than your lane, because things that you're great at, you probably want to do only those things. And things that you're terrible at, you better either A, hope that your partner's great at them, or B, you're ready to hire somebody who's great at those things, because man, you need to have that 360 degree total coverage at all times with everything that you're doing.
Welcome to Partnership Plus, your go-to source for modern partnership wisdom with your host, Phil Hayes St. Clair.
Hey, it's Phil, and in this episode of Partnership Plus, we are going to meet somebody who is a former US Army tank commander who has also built a media empire with, get this, a podcast that has been listened to more than 175 million times. It's an interesting and quick conversation with the one and only John Lee Dumas. So without further ado, let's get stuck in. All right, John Lee Dumas, such a pleasure to see you, my friend. You have been doing some incredible work in entrepreneurship for such a long time, and I couldn't think of a person better to talk about partnerships with you, because it feels to me like you've got a pretty unique view to share with us on what it means to have really solid partnerships. So tell me a little bit about the partnerships you've had to build Entrepreneur on Fire over the years that have made it what it is today.
Well, first off, thanks for having me on the show. It is fantastic to be here. I love getting the chance to chat about podcasting and business and, of course, entrepreneurship, because it's been over 12 years now that I launched Entrepreneurs on Fire. I've had 4,481 episodes to date. And so to answer your question, that's actually how many partners I feel like I have, 4,481, plus a few additional to that, like my wife and some other people that I partnered with over the years. But I say that genuinely, because that's one thing I love about this podcasting space, the business space, and just entrepreneurship in general, is that most successful people, the vast majority, have a mindset of abundance. And they really realize that scarcity is not a successful strategy, that having a piece of the pie does not mean that other people get less of that piece, but in fact, having a piece of that pie adds to this infinite pie that's out there in this world of abundance that makes everybody better. Like, I've seen podcasting explode in the past 12 plus years, business, entrepreneurship, digital marketing, working from home, all these things. It's really been cool to see this over a decade of a cycle. And I just love that process. And every time I get to interview somebody and extract value, knowledge, just absolute genius, strategy, tactics from them, and then release it to my audience, then what do? I let them know, that person that just dropped value bombs, that the episode is live on Entrepreneurs on Fire, and give them the opportunity to partner with me, to be my partner, and to share that message, their voice, their mission, their message with the world. And that's why Entrepreneurs on Fire now has over 160 million listens, almost entirely organically, because we do not do paid advertising. I mean, we've tried everything in the past, of course, but we've never done anything consistently, and we don't do anything right now. Most of our growth, I'd say over 99%, has been purely organic, thanks to those partners, those guests that I've had onto the show. And it is a partnership made in heaven, because man, these are the people that when you realize that abundance is the key word here, everybody can win.
Tell me about when you're looking for a new partner, what are you looking for? Like, what are the conditions of the individual that you're looking for? Abundance is one thing, you know, but when you look at the way that person is made up, what are the kind of behaviors you're looking for to go, actually, this is going to be amazing?
There's really three traits that I try to seek out with every individual. One of those traits is being productive. Now, productive is a word that a lot of people misuse. They're like, oh my God, John, I did this today. I did that today. I ran here. I ran there. I was so productive. And I'm like, no, you weren't productive. You were busy, which is fine. But being productive means one thing. you are producing the right content. That's matter. Is that in podcasting? Is that in video? Is that in written word? Whatever that is, yeah. You're producing the right content. So I look for partners that can do that, that are focused on producing the right content. Number two, they have to be disciplined. I mean, I learned my discipline the hard way as an officer in the U.S. Army for 8 years, did a 13-month tour of duty in Iraq in charge of 4 tanks, 16 men, like in battle. Like if you're not disciplined, you're probably not going to make it back. And so like that was just a splash of cold water in the face for me at 23 years old to be like, okay, I need to become a disciplined person. And then I was able to carry that into entrepreneurship, into podcasting. And frankly, it shocked me how little discipline existed in the entrepreneurship world for the most part. And that just allowed me to just get off to an amazing lead and then never give it up over 12 years. And I'm specifically talking about being the first and only daily podcaster interviewing the world's most successful entrepreneurs, literally 7 days a week now for over 12 years. And what is discipline though? If I were to break that down a little bit more, you are a disciple to a plan of action. That is so key. And that is where so many people miss the boat. They say, you know what? I'm disciplined. I'm like, okay, what's your plan? Mm-hmm. Well, let me think about, no, like if you're disciplined, you have a plan. And by the way, your plan is for tomorrow because you win tomorrow today. Don't wake up this morning and think you're going to come up with a plan for the day. Your plan should have been the day prior at a minimum, sometimes a week prior. You know, you don't want to go too far back because things can change and adjust. You want to be agile, but win tomorrow today. I never go to bed at night without a purely mapped out plan for the next day because I am a disciple to my plan of action. And then number three, I partner with focused people. That's people who follow one course until success. Nothing frustrates me more than going along with somebody and then them being like, oh, bright, shiny object. And they're running off to after that. And I'm like, what are you doing? You're wasting time, energy, effort, mental bandwidth, chasing after these different things. We have this, you know, agreed upon path that we are on. Let's follow this path until success. And by the way, it could be follow this path until failure. And I don't mind following that path until failure. Fast. And when you focus, you can get to failure fast so you can come up with a new plan, maybe pivot, maybe adjust, maybe throw the whole thing out the window and start something new. But at least you're focused. So you're moving on to that next thing quickly. So you're getting to either failure or maybe some traction of success fast.
As a former soldier, you and I are speaking of the same hymn book. I know exactly what you're talking about. Tell me about trust. Where does trust play in this equation? Getting to failure fast is a good thing. How do you value trust?
Trust is incredibly important because listen, you can't micromanage a partner. You have to have your lane of things that you are great at. And hopefully their lane is slightly different to maybe even a lot different than your lane because things that you're great at, you probably want to do only those things. And things that you're terrible at, you better either A, hope that your partner's great at them, or B, you're ready to hire somebody who's great at those things because, man, you need to have that 360-degree total coverage at all times with everything that you're doing. So you need to have trust in your partner that they're going to execute what they need to execute so that you can focus on what you need to focus on. Don't micromanage them. They can't micromanage you. Go sprinting in different directions. Like my wife and I, like we've been partners now for over 12 years. We've been in a relationship for over 13 years. We've been married for many years. We have a child together. Like we trust each other. And luckily for me, she has very different strengths than I do. And so she can just focus on those and do those strengths. And then I can just focus on my strengths and then we can trust each other and go forward.
It's extraordinary. Now, I value your time incredibly and I have a rapid fire we're going to get to.
Let's get it.
Before we do, one other question. The world is not in great shape right now. And I would say that one of the greatest antidotes that we can probably spread amongst people's minds is this idea that going it alone is not a great strategy when there's so much to solve. So when we think about partnering together and you think about all the value that can be created, what do you think leaders are not seeing about the value of partnering together?
That's a deep question. I actually kind of want to challenge something that you earlier said that we're not in a great shape right now. And I would actually just answer that by saying, compared to what? Because I actually think that we are in better shape than we've ever been before, ever. I mean, I think about people talk about, oh man, the 50s, the 60s, you could have one person in the household working and that. Yeah, that person was working. They were getting into a crappy car from their crappy house, driving to a crappy job, getting paid pretty well, and then going home and having no other option where you're having these mostly mothers back then having to stay at home, hating their life because they're stay-at-home moms who just bored out of their minds, ripping their hair out, not being able to be that productive, besides being mothers, which is unbelievably productive, by the way. My wife is an amazing mother. I hope that I'm an amazing father. We share duties, you know, a lot because we want to both be a part of this. But man, I look at today, I can work from home. Literally, my kitchen is like 15 feet in that direction where my baby is right now and my wife is right now. After this call, I can go there and do those things. I think the world is amazing right now. There's so many opportunities. Of course, there's problems. There's always going to be problems. But those problems, to me, are even more solvable now than they've ever been because of the things we have, like the internet and things that we have coming down the line, like artificial intelligence, how we have, you know, something like pure sound money for the first time ever called Bitcoin. We won't go down that rabbit hole, but believe me, that's changing the world. And there's so many things in that area that I think this world is so great. I'm so lucky to be here right now. Yes, there's poverty. Yes, there's starvation. Yes, there's terrible things happening. And there always has been. And maybe there always will be. I mean, hopefully we solve things at some point in the future. But I think we're in the best place we've ever been. I think people should really focus on that and say, man, I can really now, over a weekend, dive into some niche. Like, choose a big topic like artificial intelligence, then find a micro niche within artificial intelligence. That's going to be huge, by the way. Find a micro niche in there that you can become one of the best in the world, if not the best in the world at, and then just spend your time becoming the best, which, by the way, may take 100 hours. You should be able to do that in a week or 2 weeks. Like, let's not be lazy here. And then guess what? You can go out and be amazing at that one micro niche thing and a hugely expanding, growing topic and whole platform. And you can do it all from your basement. You can do it all from a laptop and a Starbucks. You can do it all from fill in the blank. So there's so many opportunities here. I just wanted to challenge that statement there because I don't personally believe that. I think that this world has a lot of problems and will for a long period of time. But man, we are lucky to be in the here and now. And what the heck was your actual question?
Inspiring. Let's leave it at that. Let's get to the rapid fire. You good?
Rapid.
Here it is. Complete this sentence. Partnership is
trust.
What content are you loving right now?
Bitcoin.
What's the worst piece of advice you've received and why?
Become a jack of all trades and a master of none.
Question 4 of 5. When you see potential for a new partnership, what's the first thing you do to turn that potential into action?
I get in touch with that person, get actually in real life with them, sit down somewhere. I want to feel their energy. I want to actually be in a room with them. I want to have a real conversation over a long time frame because if I'm going to be partnered with anybody in a meaningful manner, I've got to feel that energy. I've got to enjoy that interaction.
Last question. What's one thing you're grateful for right now?
Bo Arthur Dumas. His initials stand for bad because that kid is bad to the bone. Let's go.
I love it. John, it has been such a pleasure. A quick episode. Thanks for making the time. We're going to get this out to our audience straight away. You're a legend.
Thank you for your service.
You bet. Back at you.
Adios,
see you
buddy.
Soon. Thanks for listening to the end of this episode of Partnership Plus. If you like what you heard, you can share this episode via text message. And if you'd like to build your business partnership muscle, my free weekly newsletter called Wednesday Partnership will help you do just that. You'll find a link in the show notes. Finally, I'm big on encouragement and love to see people be in motion towards their ambitions. So if you know someone who might be struggling, reach out to them with a quick message of encouragement. It could change their life. Thanks again, and I'll see you in the next episode.